Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Make a Positive Impact, written and read by Ashley Moore. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Unable to contain my deep desire to share my story with others, I began writing. At first, my passion was fueled by the hope my experiences would offer and the opportunity to share Jesus. As I began to hone my craft, I discovered that people considered writing good when it could poignantly answer a question or respond to a need. But I've concluded that the gospel is the root answer, the ultimate solution to every problem. You see, I started out writing with an end goal of sharing my story, but the Lord turned that on its head by having me focus on Him, His story first. Then, as a byproduct, I've been afforded opportunities to share with others. Isn't that just like the Lord, though? It has been said that His kingdom is an upside-down kingdom, meaning that to the world, the things of God often seem odd and a bit out of order. But it's not God's kingdom that is upside down. It's the world that has it backward. What about you? Is there a desire God has planted in your heart? Maybe a story you want to share? Or perhaps you are in need of encouragement and looking for someone to stir your faith? Maybe you began moving towards this desire only to find your efforts futile. No one flocked to hear your story, read your words, or give any credence to your great idea. No one noticed or tried to comfort you when you needed it most. But what if instead of allowing that to thwart our desire to make an impact, we allowed that to drive us to the source? Jesus spoke of this heavenly dynamic when he spoke the words in our key verse. He reminded all who listened that he is the vine. He is the supplier of life-giving transformation. He is the one who provides the nutrients through the branches to bear fruit. And just like branches, if we race ahead of God, we can busy ourselves with lots of things, but I'm afraid that they won't make much difference in eternity, because we were never designed to survive apart from Him. And this is good news for those of us with a desire to make a positive impact in the world around us. God has provided the pathway to do so. All we have to do is remain in Him. And oftentimes, when we go to Him first, He transforms us into people who show up in the ways we need most to comfort others with the comfort we have been given. 2 Corinthians 1:4. So as you begin, maybe for a second or third attempt to chase down a desire to make a difference, try God's way instead. Before you shower others with the love and encouragement you desperately need, start by lingering a little longer over the scriptures or praying a little more throughout the day. Ask God for help and make everything you do and say point others back to Him. After all, the biggest difference we can make in someone's life is to help them draw closer to Him. So we might as well practice that for ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the desire You give us to do beautiful, meaningful, and creative things in the world. And thank You that in our struggles, You equip us with what we need to love others well. Lord, forgive us when we make things all about us and neglect to point people to You. Lord, I pray that as we move towards making an impact, we would hold our desires loosely while drawing closer and closer to You. Thank You for directing our steps and sanctifying us into Your image as we remain in You. Lord, that is the greatest impact we will ever have in the world anyways. Thank You that we reflect Your image to a world of people created for communion with You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Two weeks old, in an iron lung, which is, you know, like a sealed oxygen unit, fighting for my life. I couldn't breathe properly. Apparently I didn't make a sound from the day I was born because my lungs were all messed up.
That's Martin Smith of Delirious sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.